يا صحبي اذكرني بالحب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our program Al-Fiqh ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. Today's date is the 25th of Safar, 1444, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 22nd of September 2022. Alhamdulillah, we have our Honorable Mufti Saab here and we will be discussing Talaq today. Let's welcome Hazrat Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, what is the definition of talaq?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Safar 1444. When one studies the noble Quran, one will find in chapter 2, verse 187, what does Almighty Allah call marriage? Almighty Allah calls it libas. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. That they are the garments for you, O husbands. So meaning your wives, so they cover us. And remember, they are so near to us. They bring so much comfort and joy to us. So many things. Wa antum libasul lahun. And you, O husbands, you are the clothing and garments for them. So it shows that marriage is what? Not a dictatorship, but a partnership. But Allah forbid, sometimes people cannot get along, they're not compatible, they're not suitable, and many other reasons, especially nowadays, where people, remember, get involved in infidelity, Allah Ta'ala forbid, they get involved in drugs, alcohol, humanizing, and so many other issues, then talaq takes place. So what is talaq? Talaq is to remove that libas, it is to remove that covering, that clothing, and so forth. So you finish up and you complete and you now cover, you finish that clothing and that partnership. So then you divorce, the husband divorces the wife. Remember, biyadihi uqdatun nikah. In his hand is the knot of nikah. So meaning that the talaq will come from the husband's side. It will never come from the wife's side, except in one case, tafweezu talaq, where the husband hands over and delegates talaq to her, that she can now also issue talaq. But in normal circumstances, there will always be the husband that will issue the talaq and so forth. And if you want the more details from the noble Quran, then Surah 2 verses 229-30, Almighty Allah mentions all that in detail there, alhamdulillah.
Mufti Saab, what are the types of talaq?
Remember that first and foremost, before we go into that, we should know that talaq must always be the last resort. It should never be the first option. People who just give talaq, they should be punished actually. So therefore, it's imperative, remember, that people must learn the laws that are governing talaq and so forth and so on. If you study Uslubul Quran, the methodology of Quran, you will see talaq is the fifth step. So many steps are taken to save the marriage rather than break the marriage. Let us just go and see what the Quran Sharif teaches us. Now there's tension, conflict between husband and wife, two going on and so forth. I say, you say, he says and she says and all that. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن, that when you, O husbands, you find that your wife is now rebellious, disobedient, and she don't want to listen, she don't want to perform a salat, she don't want to wear decent clothes, she don't want to do things that are permissible and that you are telling her to do, or mandatory, compulsory. So first step, فعذوهن. So each word you need to analyze it. Was, you know, in the olden days, in the 60s and so forth, so they should say ke Maulvi sahab aave ne waaz de, ke the Maulana is coming and giving waaz. Then when the Tabligh Jamaat took over and so forth, then the word bayan came. So remember, waaz means that you must speak certain words, that the effect and impact of it is tarqiqul qulub. You make the heart melt of that person. That is waaz. Remember that. So speak to your wife in such a manner that you show her how much you care for her, you want to share with her, and let her heart melt and so forth. Not you screaming, shouting and threatening. That is not what waaz is. So we need to understand these words properly. Thereafter, remember, وَهَجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِ. She's still not listening, she's obstinate and stubborn. Then category 2, step 2, and that is separate the bed. Separate the bed don't mean now you take a saw and separate the double bed and queen size, king size bed, no. It means that you share the bed with her, with your wife, with your spouse, but you don't fulfill the conjugal relationship with her. So she must know and feel that you are upset with her. The problem today is this: if you tell the wife like that, today some wives get very happy. Or the husband, he starts get busy somewhere else, the secretary and some other girlfriend and old flame and all that. So all that obviously is haram as well. And then look at, see, chapter 16, Surah Nahl, verse 44. Anything you want to know, you must combine and merge it with the Sunnah Mubarakah. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ, that we reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this reminder, the Quran Sharif, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, so that you will be the one there to explain to them in detail, مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, what was revealed to them piecemeal, نُزِّلَ from تَنزِيل, which means what was revealed to them piecemeal, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and so that they wonder, ponder and reflect over it. So chapter number 16, and that is Surah Nahl, and verse number 44, so it shows that tabiyin, the explanation will come from him, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is of paramount importance as well. So today people don't understand these things or don't want to understand, and therefore then they go make all mix up business. So here, the remedial measures, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, and verses 34 and 35. So number 1, speak to her to melt her heart. Second one, separate. Separate meaning from the conjugal relationship. Don't fulfill it. But Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, marriage is sacrosanct. So wala tahajur illa fil bayt. You must do that only in your house. Now you go to somebody's house, you're a visitor, you're a guest. You can't go announce there, give us two separate rooms. I'll take this room and my wife take that room because I'm not fulfilling her conjugal relationship. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, La yambaghi lil mu'mini ayyuzilla nafsa. It's not permissible for a Muslim to go and disgrace himself. Now you are taking your dirty linen and you're washing it in public and exposing it in public and so forth. So you're degrading yourself and you're degrading your wife also. So see, all these factors must be taken into consideration. Third one, wadribuhun. Today you take the Westerners, today you take the Orientalists, the enemies of Islam and Muslim. They say, look at Islam. How can Islam be a true religion? Islam allows wife bashing, wife battering, and so. So we say, where you came with that, they'll quote this one, wadribuhun. That they translate it, you can hit them and bash them and assault them. All that totally haram, you must remember that. When you look at that verse and you look at the ahadith, then you'll come to know. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تَضْرِبِ الْوَجْهِ. You can't even hit the face. Nabi alayhi wa sallam said, غَيْرَ مُبَرَّحْ. There must be no scar, there must be no wound, there must be none. All that are conditions. So what is this? Today if you go to these therapists and counselors and what, they use the term shock therapy. So this is similar to shock therapy. You're taking a miswak and just tapping her on her hands. You're taking a ruler and tapping her on her hand. So that is what is meant. It does not mean that you hit her and that all that is haram. Whenever we receive cases like this, I always tell the women, leave the ulama, leave the jamiats, leave all of us out. None of us got kuwa to tanfiz. We don't have that capacity, ability, capability there to execute and, you know, implement any punishment on that person, the husband. Go straight to the police and go file a claim there, go and lay a charge against him of assault and of, you know, wife battering and so forth, because that is still considered as a serious case, you know, serious matter, serious crime. So that is what Islam is teaching. And that also, Nabi alayhi salam said, Laysa bi khiyarikum. You are not a good husband when you do that. So you must put all that factors together. So how many steps we got now? First, was. Then two, separate the bed with all the conjugal rights. Three, tap her. And for the ruler, miswak. Fourth one, then anyone works, then you can't go to the next one. Now all three remedial measures you tried and still things are not working and so forth, then you go to the fourth one. So it shows, if you study Uslubul Quran, the manner, methodology of Quran, then you will find the matter is only between husband and wife. Nobody else knows. Today with social media and that, both parties are posting, he's doing this and she's doing this and so forth. All that is haram. You can't do all that in Islam. Then the fourth step, you go at 11th hour, where the marriage is on the verge of breaking, the marriage is on the rocks, and the husband is in the docks. So still Quran says, no, try this now. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا. Chapter 4, remember Surah Nisa, verse 45. And what does all Almighty, verse 35, and what does Almighty Allah say? That وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا. When you fear that the marriage is on the verge of breaking now between husband and wife, فَبْأَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. Then you appoint the arbitrators from his side and her side. So they will be there and the arbitrators will be there. If the arbitrators want to be alone, so that also is fine. So the spouses are not there and then they can speak very, very openly and so forth. Surah 4, verse 35. Now see what Allah is teaching us. E yurida islaha. When both the arbitrators go and enter into the meeting, they must enter with a positive frame of mind. E yurida islaha. If both of them go with the intention to bring about reconciliation, yuwaffiqillahu baynahuma. Allah will guide them. Allah will bring about that unity and so forth. Inna Allaha kana aliman khabira. Everything which is apparent and everything that is hidden is known to Almighty Allah. Chapter 4, verse 35. Now you show me and juxtapose and compare that with any system in Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, Hinduism, and your secular law. You show me something like this. And what greater message is Islam saying to the society? That marriage must be the last resort. Abghadul halal ilallahi at-talaq. Hadith sahih in Abu Dawood. The most hated and detested action which Almighty Allah made permissible is divorce. And then if you go to Maqasid Hasana and that of Allama Sakhawi, you will find ihtazza bihi arshur rahman. When that, you know, a person, the husband, he issues the talaq, or he writes it out, then the arsh and the throne of Almighty Allah shakes. And then you must remember Surah 2 verse 102, that is the aim of Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan and Iblis. يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِ. It is always their aim, their objective. They want to bring about separation, talaq, divorce, all that between husband and his wife. Quran is saying, Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 102. Go to Sahih Muslim. Every day in the Ghurubi Shams, when the sun sets, then you find he has a big meeting. Every day people have AGM, you know, annual general meeting. He has DGM. So what is DGM? Daily general meeting. Iblis, he chases it, you see. So in the arsh, in the bahar, so there by the ocean, he has his throne there and he says, what you did, that I made A, B, C, X, Y, Z, commit zina, fornication, adultery. What you did, I made this one go and commit, you understand, sodomy, homosexuality. What you did, I made that person make ghibat, I made that person get involved in corruption, stealing. So you shake, all right. What you did? So he says, I let that one divorce that one. He says, you come here. The hadith in Sahih Muslim, فَلْتَزَمَهُ. He tells him, come here, and then he embraces him and said, you the main one. You the main job. You did the best. You pass with distinction. This is Iblis telling his agents, telling his small ones. Therefore, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من Iblis wa junudi. Ya Allah, save us from Iblis and the army and the agents and the small ones. And see Quran what it's saying. Wa inna shayatina la yuhuna ila awliyaihim. That Allah Jalla Wala sends wahi, revelation, and the Satan and he. See, Allah use what? Allah Ta'ala use the plural, wa inna shayatween. Because just before that, already Allah Ta'ala said, shayatween al-insi wal-jinni yuhi ba'du mila ba'd. See the word there also. You get Satan, Lucifer in human form, and you get Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan in jinn form. And yuhi ba'du mila ba'd. You can translate it as they send wahi and revelation to one another. They incite one another. That they tell one another, do this, do this, do this. And they are masters in giving lectures and speeches. They study the science of oratory. Yuhi ba'du mila ba'd in zukhruf al-qawli ghurura. And then they deceive people. So chapter, they are masters of deception. Chapter 6, Surah An'am, and verse number 112. Now just turn the page and see. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ. So again, Al-Quran يُفَسِرُ بَعْضُ بَعْضًا. So shayateen, human form. Shayateen, jinn form. What they will do? لَيُوحُونَ. They will incite إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ to their friends, to their agents. لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. So they must argue with you. One party wants to make the home, the other party wants to break the home. You waswisu fi, so see all this. So this one with the shaitan, he incites his friends, so they argue with you. Chapter 6 and verse 121. Chapter 6, verse 121. And then the ending of the Quran, you waswisu fi sudurin nas. That the whisperings of shaitan, that, yeah, divorce her, she's like this, she's like this. And the woman also half crack, you know, half crazy. So, yeah, give me divorce, and so forth and that. So you must remember that they are the wasawis, the waswasa, the whisperings of shaitan. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min wasawisi shayateen. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the waswasa and whisperings of shaitan. Therefore, the two surahs, chapter 113, 114, are called mu'awwidhatain, mu'awwidhatain. You read it, it will give you protection, and you will become protected. So, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Ya Uqba, O Uqba, remember, لَا يَتَأَوَّذُ أَحَدٌ بِمِثْلِهِمَا. That is the most powerful ta'weez and protection you can read. Today, our people want to put this ta'weez and this ta'weez. Half the time, the ta'weez themselves are haram. they got numbers there and they got some sketch there, and that type of ta'wil is not permissible in Islam. So there's fooling the people and making money out of it and so forth. So we must be clear that Islam's aim is to save the marriage and make the marriage, not to break it. Now the question is, how many types of talaq do you have? See what Quran says. Surah 2 verse 229. Surah 2 verse 229. So Almighty Allah states, At-talaq marratan. Again, Allah is giving us chances. Okay, now you tried all the remedial measures. So you tried the speaking to her nicely, making her cry and melt her heart, separating of beds with holding the conjugal relationship. You tried, you must remember that was ruler or miswak, you tapped a little bit. You brought in arbitrators, still nothing is helping. So now as a last resort, you issue talaq. But how? Chapter 65, verse number 1. Yeah, look at the usloob, the methodology, the balagha, the rhetoric of the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nabi, Allah Azza wa Jalla is addressing the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then it changes. Idha tullaqtumun nisa, Allah Ta'ala addressing the messenger, but then addressing the ummah. When you, O Ummah, you give talaq, you give divorce, you issue divorce. إِذَا تُلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ. So when you issue the talaq, so what must you do? So these are the factors and all that you must take into consideration. Surah 65, verse number 1. Ya ayyuhan nabi idha tallaqtumun nisaa so fatalliquhunna liiddatihinna. So you must give them talaq. How? One talaq, and fi tuhurin, when she is clean, not in a menses and so forth. And in that period of cleanliness, la yujami uhafi, you did not fulfill your conjugal relationship with her. So see, Islam went into such detail that when you gave talaq, one, not two and three. And remember, it must be fi tuhurin, in her time, her period of cleanliness, not her time of menses. And you, husband, did not fulfill the conjugal relationship during that period when she was clean as well. So that is what is meant here. فَتُلِّقُهُنَّ لِإِدَّتِهِنَّ. Then وَأَحْصُ الْإِدَّةِ. Then you start counting. أَحْصُ comes from the word حَصَى. حَصَى means the pebbles. So how you count the pebbles when we were small, used to play. So you count there. So now you start counting. That will be a separate chapter. We'll discuss about إِدَّة and so forth. So we want to show you the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Quran. Now let's read. Chapter 2, verse 229. At-talaqu marratan. So the first type of talaq is at-talaqu raj'i, revocable divorce. Your husband, you use clear-cut words, explicit words, al-alfazu sariha. So in English, divorce. In Afrikaans, khaskei. In Arabic, talaq. Of example, in our vernacular, so meman, Gujarati, all that, raja. So these are clear-cut words. So when you use clear-cut words, so la yahtaj ila niyya. So you don't have to ask the person that what was your intention and what do you mean and so forth, because it is self-explanatory. It is already clear-cut, is already explicit. But see, Allah is saying, At-talaqu marratan. So means that the talaq raj'i, the revocable divorce, the maximum is two. So if you gave that talaq, now you're regretting. See, what a mess I made. Still Allah is giving you a chance. So you gave one, فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. So take her back and treat her with love, respect, and so forth. You can't say, I'll take her back and then I will punish her and torture her and harm her. وَلَا تُمْسِكُهُنَّ دِرَارًا لِتَعْتَدُوا. Surah 2, verse number 231, that do not take her back to cause a harm and you go beyond the limit. Sayyidina Hassan Basri, the sage of the age, the waliullah of the time, what a lesson he gave humanity and parents. He said, get your daughters married to a muttaqi. Get your daughters married to a muttaqi, a person who has taqwa. If things work out, alhamdulillah, it is qurrata a'yun. What joy they will bring to you, that today your daughter is so happy, tomorrow there'll be children, you'll become grandparents, and so forth and so on. And if things don't work out, Sayyidina Hassan Basri, the sage of the age, said that taqwa will prevent him from making zulam upon your daughter, his wife. See, what words of wisdom he used. So we must learn all these things here. But today, you know what we do. We just look for the mal and then the jamal. We look for who's the wealthy suitor and shooter, and who got handsomeness. So when we only base it on wealth and jamal and mal and jamal, then the end result is damal. So you see all problems and problems and problems. So that is the problem. See, now Islam says you gave a one talaq, right? Now you don't go to court, you don't go to the media, you don't go there. Quran says, O tasrihum bi ihsan. You don't want to take her back, right? So release her with ihsan. What is ihsan? Bi ghayri adha. Don't cause her harm. That soften the blow. How disappointed she is, how disappointed the parents are, and so forth. And the children, how will you face your son, daughter, 5, 10, 20 years' time? They'll ask you, oh, father, why you divorce mommy? So how many times all these problems takes place? So you must give her gifts, you must give her presents, all that. That is what we call mut'a in Islam. Not this kuffar, shia mut'a, hit and run business, Khomeini, la'anahullah, the non-Muslim rights, in tawdihul masail, which I have, that you can make mut'a for 1 hour and so forth. So people ask, what's happening in Iran? I say the Iranian regime, now they say the women must wear hijab and they must wear scarf. So I say, why must they wear that when you reduce them to the level of prostitutes already? You said they can make muta, you said they can do all that, and Khomeini wrote it, so that's the... So what you talking about that? You made them, degraded them, relegated them, made them street women and so forth. And then your book got it. Every Sunni who wants to understand deen, this ibarat, this text, you must memorize and by heart it, if you know some Arabic, that Sheikh Mufid, Shia scholar, Sheikh Mufid writes, you must remember, in Irshad. So Irshad is the book's name, and the author is Sheikh Mufid. So I'm reading for you the ibarat, the text from that book. It is Friday. It is 10th of Muharram Ashura. The place is Maidan-e-Tufuf, the plains of Tufuf, and it is Karbala in Iraq. I went there, alhamdulillah, in 2000. So the year is 61. And Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu sees that these haramis, these shaitan, they're turning against me and my family. They told me they're coming to help me, but they're killing us. Then in the ending, see, I read for you. Inna al-imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi. He raised his mubarak hands. Who? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. And he cursed the Shias. The word wada'a ala shi'ati is in your book. Then he made dua. Allahumma in mattatahum. So ya Allah, if you give them long life, fafarriqhum firaqa, waj'alhum taraiqa qidada. Ya Allah, make them into splinter groups. Go and see how many groups there are of the Shias. وَلَا تَرْضَ الْوُلَاتُ أَنْهُمْ أَبَدًا. Never let the rulers be pleased with them. Never let them be pleased with the rulers. All the time they must fight. See, but dua, curse of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. You want another miracle of our mother, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. These haramis, these shaitans, they curse her and they say, Aisha finnar, Allah forbid, and they say she committed the crime and so forth and so on. So when you make a wild allegation and accusation to anybody, then, and you can't produce witnesses, then Islam says 80 lashes. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ فَاجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدًا. But Allah Jalla Wala has His own ways and means. Allah He apni bed jante hai. Allah alone knows His secrets and wisdom. What do we understand with our puny little brains? So you must remember, so 10th Muharram comes, and what did Kufar Shia do? You must remember, they go out and they whip themselves and hit themselves. So that is the curse, because they're cursing Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha. We don't need a Sunni to go and hit them. They will hit themselves and they will be the ones. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيءَ الْفَاحِشَىٰ. When you spread the lies and obscenity against the believers and people of Iman, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Chapter 24, verse 19. And when you don't have witnesses, فَجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلَّةٍ. Surah 24, verse 4. So always remember these things here. So Quran is teaching us this. So we will say the first type of talaq is talaq-e-raj'i. And you, the lady, when your husband issued verbally or in writing, oh, today is modern zamana, technology, and so husband gave talaq with SMS, or email to the female, or WhatsApp, and what. So once it's confirmed that yes, he did it, and so forth, not somebody else is playing fools and what have you. So it's haram to play fools like that. So what do we see in a case like that? So you must remember that you, the wife, after your one talaq-e-raj'i, after your two talaq-e-raj'i, the revocable divorce, you will stay in the house with your husband. That is what Islam says. And not only stay, you must dress very smartly. You must do everything he like. Why? So you seduce him, that he must take you back. And when he takes you back during the iddat, then there's no need for tajdeedun nikah. There's no need to perform new nikah. People will even know. So remember that. So your izzat, your honor, everything is still intact. Now you show me, what is Allah Ta'ala telling you? I'm giving you one chance. I'm giving you another chance. After that measures I told you about, and still now you went, then you need to be punished. So that is our Islam, and that is what we need to understand.
Mufti Sahib, what is the next type of talaq?
The next type of talaq is mentioned in the Quran, Surah 2 and verse number 230, and that is talaq-e-thalath, and that is talaq-e-mughallaz, and that is, you must remember, talaq-beynunatul-kubra. They are different terminologies used, but it all means the same thing. Hanafi say talaq-mughallaz, Shafi's, Hanbali's, Maliki say beynunatul-kubra, and so forth and so on. Or talaq-ul-bid'ah also is used. If you give three talaqs, one shot, one time, the talaq will take place. So yeah, there are two, three different things we must know. So maybe we go for a break and then we come back, and then inshallah I'll explain to you.
Inshallah, we'll go for the break and come back inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to our program. Mufti Sahab, what is the situation if a man gave three talaqs?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So that is the one that Almighty Allah speaks about in chapter 2 and verse number 230. So we had the first one, and that is called talaqur raj'i. So that is, we gave one talaq, or he gave two talaq with clear cut explicit words. And they can't say that, no, my intention was this and that. We don't need intention there. Then you have three talaqs. Now three talaqs, you get two, three discussions, very important. The first one is this, on which there's ijma and consensus. There's no ikhtilaf, no two opinions on that. One husband gave his wife talaq 2010, when the World Cup came to South Africa. He wanted to go see the match. The wife told him, no, this, that, oh, it's haram, and so he gave her one talaq. Allah forbid. Then 2015 came, so 2015, 2016, so he gave another talaq. He says, no, I was very angry. Anyway, so anyway, the talaq takes place. Now 2022, load shedding took place, husband, wife had a big fight, Allah forbid, and so forth. So then he issued the third talaq. So in a case like that, all the schools, everybody agrees, remember the three talaqs are three. It was at three different occasions, three different times, and so forth and so on. Right? So that is a suratul ula. That is the first scenario. Second scenario is the husband issued the talaq in writing or in verbal that he announced it, pronounced it, and he said that he gave his wife three talaqs. You must remember that. So that also three talaq will take place according to all four schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanafi's, Hanbali's. There's ijma on that issue there, and we must remember that. So therefore, for us to go this way, that way. Now you must remember that Islam is not encouraging a person to do that. Therefore, the fatwa of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu in Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur, that bring that person to me, Sayyidina Umar used to say radiallahu anhu warda, that who issued the three talaq one time, then la'o ja'atuhu, I will whip him and lash him. But the fact remains, you got the gun, right? You're supposed to shoot one bullet, two bullets as a last resort. You make bang, 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 bang. Now who you blame now? Who pulled the trigger? You can't go blame the Maulana. You can't go blame the Jamiat. You can't go blame this organization. No, you blame yourself. So on a lighter note, you know, people. So when we were in Newcastle, so Moha Qasim Sema, our principal, Rahimahullah, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus, a good man, you know. So he told us the story. He said, you see this person here, he gave his wife three talaq. So, and we were surprised, you know. Then next day he came by Maulana, ordinary guy, not Ali Mohafi, just businessman. So he told Maulana, Maulisab, you know that talaq is not valid. So all three, not, so Maulisab asked him, why is not valid? He said, my trouser which I was wearing yesterday was napak. You understood? So therefore that other person told me my talaq is not valid. Now see what excuses people will use. So in this day, this age, they use two, three easy ways, you know. They will tell us that no, it's not valid. So we ask him why it's not valid. He say no, it's bipolar. To go shop, to go drive, to go shopping, shop, all that not bipolar. Only talaq time he became bipolar. So we don't accept that. Then they will say no, he's under the influence of dakha and drugs and all that. So all these excuses mean nothing. The three talaq is three. Right? We understood that. Then our problem we have with the Salafis and some organizations in South Africa also. So Rimah and other parts of the world, they say no, that if three talaq are given fi majlis in wahid at one time in one place, so you must consider it one. So I ask them, you're Christians or you're Muslims? Christians, they say three is one and one is three. They believe in Trinity. We reject all this. You don't know how to count one, two, three. And then you got ijma, time from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. You got hadith in Bukhari Sharif, three is three. You got ijma and consensus of the four schools and so forth. So that is the second scenario. Then you get the modernists, you get the apologetic people. They say, no, we will pass fatwa and so forth on what Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said, what Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah said, and so forth. So Allah Ra'asi wal Ain, we reject them, we use their names, everything, and so forth. But remember this law. Always, lifelong, you must remember this law. On any issue, whether it's Taraweeh, whether it's Talaq, whether it's Masal al-Khufayn, or whatever it is. So remember, when the four schools, the Maliki, Shafi's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's, they have reached consensus on that issue, that is the Sharia. And no government, no Shaykhul Islam, no Mufti, no Grand Mufti can change that. Why? Because it's hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, La tajtami'u ummati ala dhalala. The ummah cannot reach consensus on dhalala, on astrayness. So you're trying to say from the centuries, Ibn Taymiyyah came after several centuries, then only remembered that happened and so forth. So you're trying to say for 4 or 5 centuries the ummah were practicing on something wrong. So how can that be? It's not even logical, you know, illogical. So nonsense it is basically. So remember, so that is the basic law you must remember. That's one. Two is this. Look at the chronological table. All these people don't tell you. The Salafis themselves are mixed up. They don't know. You got Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah on top. Then you got his celebrated student after him, who? Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. So these are all great people. We don't dispute that. But we don't agree with everything they say. So that is the... Then you have Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah student, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, the one who wrote Lataif al-Ma'arif and that. He wrote a book, today the Salafis, they hide it away, but I got the copy, you must remember that. So what the copy is, the title of the book, Ar-Raddu ala manittaba'a ghayr al-madahib al-arba'a. Refutation of those who follow anybody, anything else beside the four schools. So who is this? You got Ibn Taymiyyah on top, Rahimahullah. Then you got Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, his direct student. And then you got Ibn Qayyim Jawziyyah's direct student, Ibn Rajab Hanbali. He wrote this book for this reason also. That no, on this issue, we can't forget and leave and neglect the four schools and join you. See, that is academic discussion. You can differ with your ustad, with your ustad's ustad, all these type of things, when you have dalail and proof. We mustn't behave sheepishly. And you know, when we used to learn there in Pakistan in the 70s, we had some teachers, they knew how to, you know, a good style of ifham and tafheem, of teaching. So they would say, lakir ka fakir mat banna. Lakir ka fakir mat banna. Don't become the slave of the lines that you see. So you must think it out and so forth. Say, no, it's in this book, it's in this book. But remember that is his opinion. It's not necessary, it is accordance with Quran and Sunnah and Ijma and so forth. So therefore, we differ with them, with ihtiram, and academically, you have to break all these dalail. So therefore, we say it can't work. So, you know, because once you start doing that, then you will be guilty of kharqul ijma. Kharqul ijma means that you're tearing up the consensus. And once you tear up the consensus, the deen will fall then. So therefore, you can't accept this. And this book here, the Salafis, they don't want. But we, Allah gave us all these books, you know, against the Shias, against the Salafis, and all these characters here. So Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, and so forth. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So you must remember that book by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, Ar-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayr al-madaib al-arba'a. So the copy I got is not the original, it's a photocopy. So you must remember, because they don't get the copies now, and this type of thing. They hid it away, like, you know, censor it, and so forth. So that's very important. Now, I give you my example. You understand? Our small little towns, Newcastle or Heidelberg or here and there and what lanes or what. So they go to the Maulana. They go to this one, that one. So we tell them 3 talaq is 3. Say, no, me, I'm going to Cape Town. So they Cape Town, the imams, the sheikh, hala say that no, 3 is 1 and all this type of thing. And best part in their fatwa, which I have by me somewhere, so they write also, according to the four schools, it is 3 talaq. But we opt for the verdict of Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn Qayyim and all these type of things. So now what are you doing? So you're opening the doors of fitna and so forth and so on. So therefore, Sheikh bin Baz also used to pass fatwa like that, 3 is 1. So Ma ihtiram and with respect, he was Grand Mufti, this, that, all. But we don't agree with them on this issue here. Majority of the Saudi ulama went against him on that issue. And if you want an academic discussion on this, go open Ahsanul Fatawa. Hazrat Mufti Rashid Sahib, I think he wrote over 30, 40 pages on these things here. So we must know all these type of issues here. Thereafter, you must also know about the three talaq and so forth, that today, now, the aftermath of it, the consequences of it. So, see, before I give that, if you study Hanafi fiqh, you know, I'm amazed today how people, they can't even understand the basics of Hanafi fiqh, you know. So Imam Abu Hanifa Rahimullah is right on top, right? Last week, Friday, Sheikh Usama Khayyat, he delivered the khutbah. He said, "Wa Abu Hanifa, e kana afqah an-nas fi zamanihi." So you must remember. In the khutbah, he said it. So you must remember that. So you must. Then he was praising Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad. But first he started with Imam Hanifa because he was first also among the four. Anyway, so the point I'm making is this, that if you take Hanafi school, Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, they differed with Imam Abu Hanifa 100% in quarter 25% of his masail, and some ulama wrote 1/3 of the masail. So for what they differed? Not that they want to show their teacher that we are greater than you or so. إِنَّمَا اخْتَلَفُوا لِأَجْلِ الْحَقِّ وَمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِي الْحَقِّ. They differed for the sake of truth. You must remember that. They never differed in truth. Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, he is a student of Imam Abu Hanifa. He is a student of Imam Abu Yusuf. He is a student of Imam Malik, rahimahullah. So everywhere you will find, somewhere and somewhere, he got his own verdict also. So we need to understand all these type of issues properly. Now why I'm giving you this, now look at the aftermath of this, the consequences of it. Now ABC husband, he gave his wife, you must remember, 3 talaq. So they went to Maulvi Sahib, you understand, they went to Mufti Sahib, they went to Jamiat Sahib, and they went to here and there. So you got one Maulvi, one maybe crooked Maulvi also. So you must remember, he told him, don't worry. So he said, okay, I know of instances, I'll mention it now. So you must remember that what happened, that day, and you, today our fiqh lesson, between 3:30 and 4, you will find it there also, what I'm telling you now. So you must, today's lesson is the prohibited type of nikah. In jahiliyyah and ignorance, what type of nikah they had and so forth. So anyway, so now they told that, the first husband who divorced his wife, now is the ex-husband. So he told his friend, okay, iddat is finished now. You get married to his wife now. And thereafter, that you spend one night with her, you spend 1 hour with her, you consummate the marriage with her, all these things, yeah. And thereafter, you give her talaq. So for that brother day, he said, very good. They called it halala. They called it nikahu tahleel. So remember hadith sahih, authentic hadith, لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُحَلِّلَ وَالْمُحَلَّلَ لَهُ. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on, you must remember, the first and the second husband. Now this is why I gave you that introduction. We passed the fatwa on this year. You must remember that. The Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis say, when you did all this and you had everything pre-planned and organized like this, she, that lady, after she got married to the second husband and he consummated the marriage, Quran says, فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا, when he, the husband, gave her talaq the third time, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ, she's not halal for him, مِنْ بَعْدُ, for the future, حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا, أي حَتَّى that you jamia or to jamia zojan ghaira, she must have intercourse and so she made the marriage with the other one. So you must remember that. So now when everything is conditioned, so she won't be halal for the first husband. And that is the fatwa of Sahibain as well. You see that now? So they differed with Imam Abu Hanifa on this issue, and that's the fatwa we will give. So otherwise it'll become similar just that the Shia's muta and all these type of things here. So we must be very, very careful in this regard here. So now we know of 1-2 Maulanas, 1-2 Muftis, this, that, we can't take name now. So the woman, they phone themselves and they tell me this happened, this happened. He said, does Maulvi Sahab, we went to him and all that. He said, yeah, no problem. So we'll make halala. So he said, okay. Now the ignorant people say, who will do it? Maulvi Sahab say, I'm ready, I will do it. You understood? So he went to do hit and run. Mufti Sahab said, never mind, I'm ready. You understood? Pehle the Mufti Masail ke batane wale. Abhi ye Mufti Mufke khane wale. He said, I'm getting a free round here, so let me just jump in. So see, all the shaitaniyat and all these type of things there. So there's not halal this. Remember, we're making a mockery of our deen. And so, and you're giving ammunition to the Shias to shoot us. Remember these things here. So it's not permissible death. So we must know that all these funny, funny things happens nowadays in the name of Sharia, in the name of loopholes, in the name of Hila and so forth. So that is not permissible. Inshallah, this chapter on Talaq is very long. So we will continue next week as well. Therefore, my final message to every married couple will be, always you married 10, 20, 40 years, 50 years also, beg Allah, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses, such children that are the coolness of the eyes, and keep on reading Asma'ullah Ta'ala, the 99 names of Allah. Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. That on the alif, you know, alif bata, alif bete, like that. So alif, put a tajdeed, a shadda on the lam. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Bring that muhabba, love within us. Wa aslih data baynina. Bring about reconciliation within us. So du'as are very important, and therefore always seek Allah's protection from shaitan, and Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min iblis wa junudi, because they want all this haram things to happen and so forth. Allah protect us all. Okay, 12 o'clock we got the news, inshallah, with Brother Suleiman Esop. 12 to 1 we got heaven on earth, meaning that marriage, you see, good. Husband, wife, they click, then is good. Long honeymoon. Mona Ilyas Patel, mashallah, of Durban, Spingo Beach. 1 o'clock Zohar Azan, 105 to 130, Surah Ma'arij, chapter 70. We're finishing the Surah today, inshallah. Verses 36 to 44, 130 to 2 from the archives, and that is verses 54 to 58. 2 to 3 current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:30 the repeat of this morning's Q&A, very interesting, listen to it. 3:30 to 4 the nikahs that are prohibited because the Islam don't allow that type of it. Then 4 to 5 will be Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke takiyah mubarak. So remember the pillow cushion which Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Wasallam would use by Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri. And then 5 to 7 Mawana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of Tafsir Surah Ma'an verses 36 to 44, 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel, 8 to 10, the discussion, Maulana Arafat and Maulana Salim Karim, inshallah. So make dua for us and the ummah at large. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We head on now for the news with Brother Suleiman. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.